And welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Shelby's World Podcast. We are coming to you, well, I'm coming to you live today, virtually, because we love going live for you guys. But we're gonna continue to do these live shows. because we love the interaction and we love people being able to view us and hear us by viewing us as well. So welcome back. It is Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. So we're almost halfway through the month. So, it is our month, our supposed Black History. So we're gonna give a Black fact and a couple other jewels today. So today, Queen C is not joining me today or joining the show due to the fact that her son is on the varsity basketball team, and he is their school has been has made it to district. So they're playing in the championship game today. So we just want to go ahead and send some positive affirmations and positive words, good luck, blessings, and, make sure that the guys and the kids are practicing safety and doing everything in their possibilities to make sure that they don't get hurt while they're out there playing. And we wish them the best. Much success for the game and other different opportunities that this is going to bring forth to them. So yeah. So I have my ambiance going in the background, y'all. I'm a very big on being I love my incense. So I love moods. If my mood is good, then my aura is good. Everything is good. So yeah. I wanted to make sure I told y'all that, because y'all see some smoke coming through my little area over here. That's my incense. It's burning. So let's start by starting off with our one of our jewels of the day, which is our quote of the day. And let's see. So one Black history fact that we know, do you know that Black History Month is in October in the UK? So it's in February in the United States, but it's in North America, basically. But in the United Kingdom, Black History Month is in October. The definition in the part of history that defines us is that this was defined as Black History Month because it defines the part of history that deals with Black ethnic groups. These are just a little bit of things that we call history from as far as Black history is concerned. So Black history facts reveal that the first slaves were brought to America in the 16th century as a low-cost labor force for plantations that were established in the New World in the decades that follow a European history. Discovery of the continent, most of them came from West Africa and Central Africa. and now the majority of Black Americans that are in America were actually born in America. So it's a little bit different these days to just say that the slaves actually were forced to be brought over here from Central Africa and West Africa. A lot of the slaves now are born in America. Interesting, huh? Yeah. So Black history has been honored in the USA since 1926. African-American history originates in slavery. We didn't just come from slavery. So we're going to got to do your history on that. Do your research. Don't think that your Black culture was fumigated or strived completely from slavery, because that's not true. Black history is well beyond slavery. That made me roll my eyes. Around 5,000 African American men fought in the Continental Army. Yeah. The origins of civil war lie in slavery. This isn't too far-fetched. The Civil War was basically for everyone to have the civil rights. After the Revolutionary War, use of slavery gradually decreased through anti-slavery laws, and by 1840, virtually all African Americans were free citizens in the North. But the South was still inclined to use slavery, and these differences ultimately led to the secession of seven slave states in the South from the Union, starting the 4-year-long Civil War. The Union eventually won, and slaves were freed all across the nation. Okay, that's enough about Black facts for today, especially when we're talking going as far back as slavery. Our next our topic or discussion on Black Facts will now it'll be more of the common things that we're actually dealing with today, and things that have actually su made successful strides for Black people in this country. So, yeah, I love my people, love my people, love my people. All right, so one of our quotes of the day, as far in the because I told you I'm going to be dropping some jewels for you all today. So one of our quotes of the day is, improve your spare moments and then they will become the brightest gems in your life. So with that being said, if you take any of the private moments that you have, like if you're laying in your bed, you got to rest. You definitely got to rest. You got to do that. But if you're laying in your bed and you're having cluster thoughts of things that you should be doing, you should probably be writing those cluster thoughts down. Those are, relaxing kind of brings forth a lot of times of inspiration and gives you a lot of knowledge. And, because you're resting, you have a lot on your, you don't have a whole lot on your mind to think about, but you have a lot of ideas that you could probably put into play to do other things. So, what I think that particular quote is, if you improve on things in your spare moments, they will become the brightest gems in your life, meaning that if you start using your time more wisely, because at some point we're all gonna diminish, we're all gonna die. So you want to make sure that your time here is very, very structured. You want to definitely leave a pillar, create legacies, build legacies for your children, for their children. And that's what you can do when you're improving upon your time. When you're taking the time to do more in your spare time, you're actually growing. You're actually growing. You're actually growing. So that's our quote of the day. And then these are the jewels I wanted to kind of drop on you all today. The most precious jewels are not made of stone, but of flesh. So that tells me that we as people are more precious than diamonds than anything in this world. Our flesh is consumed with so many jewels. We're full of jewels. So if you actually think about that and you take life way more serious and we stop taking life for granted, these things will become more precious to us. You will see that that your life and your legacies are way more important and way more foundated if you are building into them. You cannot think that your flesh is going to grow without you pushing into your flesh. You got to be building, you got to be saying things, you got to affirm things, you got to motivate, you got to do all of that. So just like you take the time to nurture and take care of your children, you have to take the time to nurture and take care of yourself. Your flesh is the most important jewel, one of the most important jewels on this earth. So it's the most precious jewel on this earth. So let me make sure I make a note of that while I'm continuing to go through a little bit more of the jewels that we're going to drop today. And then that. Oh, that's author unknown. I thought I had the name of that person. That would have been good to know, but I don't have it. So I'm gonna label that as author unknown. Okay. Our next jewel is I try to sprinkle little gems and jewels and music that people could use in their own life. And that was a quote from Nipsey Hussle. And again, it says, I try to sprinkle a little gem and jewel in the music that people could use in their own life. So that means that, you know, that's a message. And basically trying to make sure I implement a message in each one of my my features or my songs or anything that I put out there for the public to see, I'm making sure that it got jewels in it. I'm dropping gems. I'm giving information. I'm trying to make sure that anybody that's listening to this information is going to walk away feeling good about what they've heard. That's from the late great Nipsey Hussle. And another gem that we have for you all today is adversity is the diamond dust heaven polishes its jewels with. I like that. And that's by Thomas Carlyle. Adversity is the diamond dust heaven polishes its jewels with. I think that is awesome because we're jewels. And if you definitely believe in heaven and hell, you can look at this particular quote as a sign that everything that I go through, the dust that I fall in, every time I fall and I get back up, I'm being polished because I'm becoming more brighter. I'm becoming more precious by everything that I'm going through and working through in life to become a better person. So I like that one as well. now, when in the midst of dropping jewels, I'm always thinking about what the next person may be going through and how something that you can say that you can use to inspire that person to understand how important they are. And I heard something today, and I'm going to play it because I want you all to hear this affirmation. But I heard something today that when you're invested in someone and you take the opportunity you're taking the opportunity to learn the person and figure out exactly what you want out of this particular situation, you do not take a whole lot of crap from people that don't care about you, but we take a whole lot of crap from people who do say they care about us or people we care about. So I have this message that I want you all to hear. I found it to be quite interesting, and I agree with it, but the reason why I'm going to play this message is because I think that a lot of us get too caught up in things that we don't think about at the moment, and we allow that to sit on our chest, and then when it hits us, it's like, oh my God, I could have prevented this, but you didn't because of the fact that you're thinking that just because that person cares, they wouldn't hurt you. A person that shows you signs of hurt, that doesn't mean they don't care about you. They just don't care enough. So we got to think more along those lines when we're dealing with certain things, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and play this for you.
That we'll accept things from our significant others that we would never accept from anybody the fuck else. You ask your partner not to cheat. You ask them for more words of affirmation, love, time, affection. They can't do that, and you will stay your ass right there. If you needed onions for a recipe and Target said, well, we don't have any, you would go to Walmart. And if Walmart said, we possess onions, but we just can't give it to you, you say, what the fuck? And then you would go to Kroger's. Why? Because you adjust and adapt to the things that you need. If you had a taste for pizza and Pizza Hut refused to serve you, you would not stay in the lobby for 5 to 7 years hoping that they would change their mind. Yet you ask your partner not to fuck other people, and that's somehow something you're willing to accept. The only reason you'll accept something less than what you deserve is because you don't think you're good enough to receive anything better, and you're not. Until you believe you are. The moment that you believe that you deserve better, you'll start to require that. And if the person that you're with can't give that to you, you'll adjust, you'll adapt, and you'll find it elsewhere like you would in any other scenario.
Okay. Now, that spoke volumes. So if you're tired on the job, if you refuse to continue to do that job because you know that you're being taken advantage of and they're not willing to allow you to grow, you're not progressing, what do you do? You find another job. When you go through things in life that you see that you're you know that you're way too good to be going through, but you continue to put yourself in those situations and you finally get tired. What do? You leave the situation. We have to stop waiting for things to get better because we think they'll get better and start taking things for exactly what they are. And that's on anything in your personal life, anything in your professional life, your business life, your family, your friends. You have to start taking more accountability for what you want in your life. You have to start understanding that you have to care more about you than anybody else does. So a person that cares about you, they're not going to hurt you. A person that cares about you is not going to put you in a position to where you're hurting yourself. A person that cares about you will never, ever put you in a position to lose anything that you've worked so hard for so that you can continue to live and survive, even if that situation ends. You have to start putting yourself ahead of things because you are a jewel. If you have the things that you're bringing to the table and you know that how important you are in your own life, you will never allow anybody to just sit up and take advantage of you. So that's really all I have for you guys today. I just wanted to not, I know we had the Queen busy today, so I wanted to make sure that we, on our end, even though that we're not doing a full show today, that we still brought you all something to think about, something to motivate you all through the week, and something that allows you to see that you are worth it. Don't allow your jewels to be dusty forever. If you fall down, dust yourself off, get back up, because you have a reason that you're keeping to continuing to go. So, as Queen C would say, continue to do your journaling, stay motivated, and affirm yourself on a regular basis. And I just want to tell you, as always, we like you, we love you, and we always look forward to seeing you guys. So check us out next week for another show. But for the rest of this week, stay tuned in to yourself, focus on the things that make you happy, and continue to prosper. Take care.